there's a difference between a manager and a leader. You know, a manager manages things and keeps it where it is, keeps it moving. But a leader actually leads and shows the way for other people to rise up and do. And that's what my desire is to show the example, show the way, not only tell the way, but show the way. And I do that through my practice. I wouldn't be able to speak in the manner I do if I wasn't practicing all the things that I encourage. And I know what I'm talking about. You know, before I never used to know what I was talking about because I was talking what everybody else taught me. But when I got with God and I focused with him, like he's got the plan, he's got the purpose, he's got you right here now. This is God's plan for you to be here right now. And God wants you to focus. He's moving right now. And I can tell through the things that God puts in my heart to share with other people and to encourage them and the temperature of what he's given me to say and in the manner that I'm saying it very boldly and very clearly. And, you know, Jesus did not, you know, pamper people. And he didn't say, all right, well, okay, you go and do that. You know, he said, this is what you need to do. And when people done that, then the things happened. You know, they got deliverance. They got direction. If they didn't do it, they stayed where they were, right? So God is really leading everything right now. He's leading everything. He's given the perfect words. And he's saying, if you do these things, then you going to flourish and grow. You're going to become very successful. It's God's heart for you to be successful as a believer. He doesn't want you just to stay where you are. God wants you to rise up, and he's the one that's going to rise you up if you receive the words gladly. So we need to have a willing heart, need to be willing to change some of the things that we've been used to doing. And, you know, I was a person that had done a lot of things in my own strength based upon what I was taught before. But God's got a way of humbling us. You know, especially when there's nothing happening, especially when there's no fruit. And you know in your heart, you really desire to move with God. And so I wasn't getting the sound doctrine, the heavenly words, the right words, the right words that would cause me to rise up and in fire and in power of the Holy Spirit, energized by God with clearness and clarity of thinking and knowing the right direction, knowing when God's speaking, knowing where God's energizing. So, you know, thank God for my minister, who was very straight, and he led the way. He didn't manage me. He said, now, if you do these things here, you go and do that, then you see God bless you. And if you don't want to do it, that's up to you, but I'm doing it, and I'll encourage you to do it. And he left the ball in my court. And so, like, the ball's been put in your court. You've got the bat. You've got to hit it back, right? Okay, God, I'm going to go for this. So with the things that we're encouraging right now, which we're leading in and showing by example, those practices are very, very vital. If you're going to desire a fellowship and laborers, you need to be able to give the people the right thing because you're responsible before God what you're teaching and what you're encouraging. Are you leading them down the right path? Are you leading down the wrong path? Are you leading them by traditions of men? And so what we're speaking now is sound doctrine, is fine tuning, and it can be challenging to certain people. It could be challenging to everyone. It was challenging to me when I first heard these truths. But because I desired to move, I realized, well, I've done everything. I practiced all the other things, and I never really seen anything, you know. And I got to see healings in the beginning, and that kind of dried up. It wasn't because the work dried up. It was because I dried up in my brain. I was listening to other people. I was going here, connecting over there. Well, they're my brothers and sisters in Christ. I love them. I want to be with them. Listen, other people can stop you in your plan with God and what God's got for your life. And so really, number one, it's you and God. It's you sitting down with God and looking at your life and saying, Father, this is where I am. I know there's so much more. And I was even in a place of confusion, what to believe. And I said, God, don't let me be put to confusion. Like, you show me. I will do exactly what you say. God brought me to humility. And God knew I was serious. He knows my heart. He was working these things in my life. And he was energized. He supplies everything for us, even the thoughts, the ideas, the direction. He's navigating, working in us via the Holy Spirit of God in us. And so when I become humble, then I was able to rise up. You know, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And he will really lift you up. And humbleness isn't what you think. Isn't, oh yes, he's so nice. He agrees with everything. He's always saying yes. People used to say, oh, Lawrence is so humble. Because I used to say, yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, this is great. Oh, you're so meek and humble. Because I was doing what they wanted me to do. And if I dared disagree, then I wasn't so humble and I wasn't so meek. But my heart is humble towards the Father and to do what he gives me to do and to follow the direction he has given me to follow. And so when we do that with all of our heart unto God and not worry about what other people think about you, what other people say about you, because when you really are truly moving, then you will get people talk about you. Oh, look at them. Who do they think they are? You know, that person never done nothing and now they think they got it. And the point is, your fruit will show the power of God. Your fruit will show that you're moving in the right way. And so paradigms we've been talking about a lot, which is old programming, sets of thoughts that we picked up, that's been embedded in us. And it's just changing those paradigms. And I want to see God work in my life, and God is working in my life. I live by faith, like Kim was talking about faith earlier on. The just shall live by faith, not by sight. I haven't got a job in the circular world, but I got a job with God. And my job is to listen to my Heavenly Father, my boss, my CEO. Now, I'm a fellow worker together with God. He's working with me, but he needs my cooperation in the direction that he's given so that he can really shower these blessings on. People can see the change and the power in my life and the blessings in my life. This is the light shining as well as the words that we speak. And it gets people's attention. And so, you know, there's lots of people who have gone through many years just staying the same. Just being in the same place. They've worked out their own ideas about how God is and what God's going to do for them. But really give God a chance to go to work in your life. Give him a chance to work. There's more. God's got so much more. And he's called you for such a time as this. And whatever state and situation you're in now, you can be delivered. You can be set free right now. And no matter how serious your condition is, God is a God of deliverance. And all we need to do is go to God with all of our heart and say, Father, enough's enough. I'm not putting up with this, even though I got the reality in the senses realm of these things, or I got the reality of the lack in these things. I know you got so much more. I know that you make a way where there is no way. I know you want me to be prosperous. So why am I not prospering? I'm giving. And, but we got to do this giving with God. We got to do this praying with God. You know, let God give you, ask God, what do I pray? You can ask God that. He'll give you the perfect things to pray. Good thoughts will arise in your heart. And so this is the journey that God's kind of took me on. And so now my desire is to really help people see this way, the right way, which is the walk with God, which is being led by the Spirit of God. And every one of us is free. So you can make up your mind and do what you want. I can't make you do anything, but I can encourage you. And I can say, listen, just look, listen, I know the score. I've been where you've been. And I had to do a few little changes, and God helped me do those little changes. And now I see not only the benefit in my personal life and my personal relationship with God, and the understanding I got now, I can't be fooled so much, right? Like I used to be fooled before. I'm not concerned about what people think of me. My job is to speak forth my Father's heavenly words and to encourage people in the right way. And like I said, if you want to run a fellowship, if you want labors, you've got to be ready to give the right things with no respect to persons. We speak thy word, God's word. That's what we do. We need to speak what God puts in our heart. And people may not like it. It might challenge their old paradigm. It might challenge their philosophy or their ideas. But if you're speaking truth and they got an ounce of humble heart, they'll start to see something. And if that person receives what you're saying and starts and makes up their mind to practice this way, their life will change very, very quick. And I'm just so blessed. Like going back 5 years ago, there was no Danny and Amber. There was no Becky. And it was just me, Kim and Jason and a few people that were coming on here. And this is the time I was really searching, knowing that this is just not right. And God, you know, I've been with you since I got born again. 15 years, I've been to so many different places. went through that whole ministry situation, come out of that situation, been to India, seen the healing, seen the miracles, and why am I here now? And God had to show me some lessons, you know, teach me some wonderful lessons. And yeah, it was uncomfortable, but through that uncomfortableness, I did grow. It set my heart to turn my face to God and to set my face like a flint and be ready to catch what's being said and spoken. And I just remember, I thought to myself that these guys are still flourishing in India and Nepal from the first time I went there in 2006. And it's just continuing with a momentum and exploding amazingly, you know, like, it's just amazing. Then they're doing something right with God. They must be doing something right with all the signs, miracles and wonders, healing. And now this prosperity, when all these people I knew them from before didn't have a lot. Now they're more successful than a lot of people in the West because God has prospered them. But their heart is not set on money. Their heart is set on God because God delivered them. They're so thankful that God delivered them. And they really want to live unto God. They want to give everything to God. They're not distracted off with work. They're not distracted off with their families or all these situations. God is first for them. And these are the ones that are rocketing. They're taking off like these jet planes. And then God has opened up massive doors and healings and deliverance and opening up new countries, new areas, new villages. And this is God's desire. This is God's, it can happen right now. And so God's been working with us this 5 years, and the change has been phenomenal. Now, Danny and Amber, now they're back. Now they're traveling. Now they're ministering. Now they're humble. Now they're meek. They went through the tough times. They went through the challenges. Same with Becky Jancy. Look at where she was. Look at where she is now. Because she's putting all of her heart to God. Not to me. I'm just encouraging. Whoever comes to me, I'll encourage. And if you come to me, it's an appointment with God, not with me. Like Fan always says to me, and I love it when Fan says that, you know, I want to hear from my Heavenly Father. He said, I know it's coming from your mouth, but I know it's coming from my Heavenly Father. And he's right on. It is right on. It's not, you know, I'm the same as anybody else, but I'm disciplined. I'm obedient. My heart's open to God. I'm willing to do exactly what God showed me. When I know something's from God, that's what I'm doing. That's what Laura will do. He will do exactly what God shows him. And when it's not, I don't do it. Simple as that. And then I say to God, now show me these things. Like, I need to see the fruit. If I'm practicing, you give me the encouragement and let me see the results of this. And God's giving me the results of this. Father, you need to give me clear understanding, the spiritual understanding, the depth of the things, like you did with Jesus, like you're doing with Sangate and these Indian believers. They just seem to move and nothing's stopping them. They're just like a train at full speed, blasting through all the enemy's camp and bringing people with them on the train for the wonderful journey. And everyone's enjoying themselves, from the young children to the old men and women that are in their 80s, 90s, 100s, and they're ministering. Do you want to do the same? Are you actually in a comfort zone of the West, Western mind, Western traditions, you know, religious traditions, things that we've learned before? If you're comfortable there, you're not going to see much. And that's just being honest. But when you're willing to change, when you're willing to give in faith, speak in faith, like I said about the speaking in tongues, the speaking by the Spirit and the honoring God, they have to be on par in the practice. And it has to be from the heart. We're trusting God that he's going to give us the words. We're trusting God that something's happening when we're speaking in tongues. And we're trusting God that he's going to multiply those finances. He's going to cause all his grace to abound towards us, and he's going to cause us to abound to every good work. And as we step out and do that, there's no evidence in the senses realm that anything's happening, but it starts to show up. So we got all these wonderful spiritual blessings that have been accomplished and made available to us through the Lord Jesus Christ, but most part is still in the spiritual. And the way that we get it from the spiritual into the physical is through not only our focus with God, but our confession and moving as God directs, practicing those things. It's through the practice. If you're not practicing, you will not see much change. You might get some breakthrough. God is good. And like I said to people, you know, you may go out there in your own strength and get a few people to fellowship, but if you're not giving them the sound doctrine, they could be laborers. But if you're not giving them the right words, they're not going to take off like the rocket. And I bet you there's many people that are the laborers, but they're not getting sound doctrine, so they're not taking off like a rocket. And we can all take off like the rocket. And we're proving it here in the West, in the UK. I would be so bold to say, and this probably tick a lot of people off, we're the only ones here doing it in the West with a full heart like they're doing it in India and Nepal. And God's changing everything around. It's not me. It's not Jason. It's not Kim. It's not Becky. It's not Danny. It's not Amber. It's God, because we're listening to the sound doctrine and we're practicing that way. We're speaking in tongues and we're speaking by the Spirit. Like I said, everyone can come on here and bump their gums. And we're looking to give the right words, and we honor God liberally with our finances. We're not giving a penny or two. From our heart, we're worshiping God in our giving. And I give big. Because I know, I'm not stupid either, that I receive big in all those different areas, not just monetary. It's not about the money. Like Kim said earlier on, it's not about the money. Sandgate will always encourage this way. Because he knows this is so important. It's so vital. If you want to take off, if you can even have a lot of money and you're still not taking off, because you need all elements working together. God loves a just balance. You know, he doesn't like things out of kilter. So when we're really practicing, you know, we understand from our heart, I want to speak in tongues. I want to speak by the Spirit. And I really want to honor God. Same level of trust and confidence in what we're doing. And people don't listen. And you'll stay where you are until you change it. And this is just honest, you know. And in my one-on-ones recently, I've been very bold as God has energized me. And I didn't pre-plan anything, you know. And certain people come and ask me certain things. And I said, you need to do this. If you don't do these things, it won't happen. And it won't. I know, because I done it. And I was already connected up in India, 2006 all the way up to 2014. I want practicing. I want really listening. I want really picking up the words. I want catching the most important things. And that is my walk with God. And that my practice with God. And following the sound doctrine. Because there were so many other distractions. People telling me this. People telling me that. Oh, you don't want to believe that, Sangha. He operates from the devil. Or you know, they got it wrong over there. You know, Dr. Wells said the word would move in all India and Nepal. So that's why it's happening. Bullshit. The word can move anywhere. Anywhere can this word move. Because God is the same God as he is here in UK. Like he is in India. Like he is in Nepal. Like he is in the USA. Like he is in Europe. So why is it different? Because of the doctrine. So I'm so blessed that certain people are coming now to India. Nepal. We're going to Nepal. We're going to India, but then I come back and I'll go to Nepal as well. Because they're going to get their socks blown off. To see the level and humility of heart. To see the amounts of people really taken off. And from the backgrounds, the testimonies. And the humility and the heart and the respect and the love and the generosity. These guys, even in their finances, are more higher level than we are here. Maybe you might have a really paying job. They're even doing better. They really are. And it's evident. But the generosity with their heart, they haven't set their love upon that. They've set their love upon God. And they don't focus on the money. See, sometimes if you haven't got money, you're focused there because you haven't got it, right? I know, because I never used to have money. I used to focus there. And it keeps you in the same place. But when we trust God, and we know that God is God's will for all of us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, as our mind is prospering, from the heavenly words being spoken, and it's through the practice of those things. There's no good just knowing these things. You can take, if you're really paying attention now, you can take and learn from what I'm saying. But if you don't practice it, if you don't operate in the principles there that are being encouraged, you still won't see a change. It's no good just knowing. God wants us to know so we can go. God wants us to know so we can do. God wants us to have the full maximum blessings and benefits. Like my children, when they used to do as they're told, they got the full maximum benefits. And then the next time round something was going on, they would listen. Do you want to get blessed? Okay, you listen. No playing up. And they would listen because I would reward them generously. So would Kim. We still do the same thing with our grandchildren, Finney and Maya. They play up. They don't get nothing. Simple as that. You need to listen and obey. If Esther, you know, she was called for such a time as this in her day and time. And if she didn't go to the king, God would have made another way for Israel to be delivered, but her, Esther and her family would have perished. But Esther had boldness and confidence in her God. And she rose up and she said, if I die, I die. Remember, I mentioned this before. You need to read the book of Esther. It's a great record to read. And look at the faith in there. See, all these guys, even in the Old Testament, operated in great faith. Trusting God with no evidence in the senses realm that God was going to do what he said he was going to do. And they had great frightening situations. But they still moved. And they knew about declaring and speaking, just like David with Goliath. David didn't just go to him with that slingshot, did he? He went and said, this is what I'm going to do to you. In the name of the Lord, I'm going to do this. And then he went and done it. And that's what we do. We say what we want, not what we see. And we say the right heavenly words from God. Like, so today, we had this one-on-one, and it was quite funny. It was good fun. It's not all like, oh, we better get really focused. We are focused. We want to know. We want to practice things, so we was practicing these confessions. You know, like, I am successful, I am blessed, I have direct access to God, I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings. And so practicing these wonderful confessions, and also, like, confessions of scripture, you know, no weapon that is fashioned against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against me in judgment I shall absolutely condemn. And then going through meaning of some of those words, like, no weapon, that word weapon can also be translated whatsoever. That is made to come against me shall prosper. And every tongue, every evil word or any negatives that is spoken to me is not going to prosper. Like, I'm going to condemn that through the right saying of what the situation is. You know, there's therefore now no condemnation to anyone. This is not to condemn anyone. This is to help give people direction for your life. Listen, I'm telling you now, great things are happening. It's shaping up, mate. And God's taken us to the next 3 or 4, 5, 6 levels. And it's going to explode. Honestly, it's going to explode. And if you want to be a part of that, then I would say become humble. Go to God. Father, is what I'm being encouraged really from you? Let God show you, because he will show you. You know, and get serious about what you're doing. Do it with heart. Do it with faith. Confidence and trust. Confidence and trust is faith. When we honor God, we expect it. We're sowing with a purpose, right? We sow with a purpose to receive, so we got more to give. Not more to keep to ourselves and make our palace up a little bit bigger, but so that we can give and we can move the gospel, right? We're speaking by the Spirit in purpose. We're letting God give us the words in lifetime with all people pointing their fingers because, well, they don't go to the scriptures, you know? I won't compromise. I don't go to the scriptures all the time because I don't need to, because God shows me when to and when not to. And if you take that stand, God will reward you greatly. My minister said to me before I really began to practice this, he said, Lawrence, he said, you think that you've got to teach the scriptures for people to support you. He said, but if you start doing what God really wants you to do, you'll see God just overwhelmingly bless you. And when he said that to me, I kind of half believed it and half didn't, because I wasn't in the practice, right? But it stayed in my heart, because when we speak forth the words, God says, you know, he sends forth his words, and his word will not return void or empty, but it accomplished the thing God sent it to accomplish. And it's the same when we speak. When we're speaking by the Spirit, it will accomplish the thing that God sent it to accomplish. And every word my minister has spoken to me through the years has come to pass, has happened. And man, I've just been blown out of the water with this simple way. It's not a method. It's not a format. It's just a practice of faith with our living God. We can't see the evidence in the senses realm. That's where faith is in the mind. From the heavenly words God's given you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I would encourage you, if you are serious, if you're really serious, and you're not just coming on here to show off your knowledge, or that you've been around for so long, you haven't been around for so long, but you really want to do it, I will challenge you. Let's get focused to start doing it then. Show that you mean business. Start doing those things unto God. Wherever you're connected, listen and just do, because you are going to get blessed. And God is going to take care of you. I'm telling you, he really wants to take care. He wants to show off to you. Look, I do what I say, kids. I really do. I just need that faith. I need that trust and confidence in me that I'm going to do those things I said I'm going to do. And it's been proven in my life, in Kim's life, in Jason's life. And I'm talking about the people here because these are the people that are around me. And in Becky's life, in Danny's life, in Amber's life. And now they are on fire for God. Sakina Ra and other people on her as well. They're on fire for God. Now they're touching other people. They're setting other people on fire through the heavenly words. Listen, if you practice this way, your whole life will change first, and then everything around you will change. It changes on here, and you start to reckon, oh, these are really great words. This really is from God. God really is talking. And God can expose anyone at any time he wants to. Right? If it's wrong practice, he won't have that. It is show it up. But this is not wrong practice. This is proven fruitful, and it's turned people's hearts to the living God. Because what Sandgate encourages and what the leaders encourage there in India and the powers, everyone is free. Everyone walks with God. Everyone does what God puts in their heart. And it's based upon what they're encouraged, right? They know to move the right way. When someone in India, a leader, maybe they start going off doctrine and start bringing their own things, their work dries up very quickly. And then those people that are in that fellowship will come to Sangha or one of the other leaders. And then so it's made known. And then so then these things are lovingly corrected. And the one that needs corrected, they're humble. Then they get back on plan and start moving again. If they're not, they might take people off of them, but it all fades out. And that's happened many times in many different areas. But the ones that have reconnected and got humble and knew that there's the right way, these guys now that were followers of their leaders are now the leaders. And God has prospered them so greatly with laborers, with finances, with signs, miracles and wonders, with people coming from darkness to light, with new countries open, new areas open in India and Dubai and all these different places all around the world. Because they really believe that from where they are, the word is moving all over the world. Well, let me tell you something. There's a man here called Lawrence Tor, who's a son of God, Lawrence Christ.
Woo-hoo.
And I believe that the word is moving from here all over the world, because I believe what I'm being spoken to, what I'm doing, I practice it with my full heart. I don't take any prisoners. If everyone goes away, they go away. But I will always come up smelling of roses, because I know God's leading this. God is doing this. Listen, the time is of the essence. And if you just look around you, take a look. What do you see? And you can either confess what you see, or you can start declaring what God wants you to say. Just like he said to the prophet, what do you see? I see the bones, you know, dried up bones. Now God told him what to speak to those bones, right? So there's many great examples, but there's also many great examples now today in 2024 coming from all over the world. And so we just stay humble. We just stay, it's very simple. All you got to do is practice the encouragement. Receive these words gladly, not as the words of Florence or anybody else on there, but as the words of God. Put it to practice, then you'll see if those words are true or not. Because God is good on his word. He watches over his word to perform it. So this is what was in my heart to share. Everyone is doing great. These words that are spoken tonight and what I've been doing through the week is to cause people to rise up. And I know God's working that in me. It's not take any prisoners. You're either on it or you're not. And if you're not, then wherever you're connected, go to be encouraged, because you can really come up quick. God wants you to be successful for him. It's for him you're being successful as well as for yourself. And you're important, like Esther was important. If she didn't do what God wanted her to do and go to the king, you know, God would have made another way to deliver the children of Israel, but her family would have perished. But she was obedient and she wasn't afraid. And we can't be afraid what people say. What they think of us. Oh, he's not saying it right. They're not doing it right. They're a little bit up. No, like let the work and the fruit show. That's what I say. The fruit will speak louder than the words. Because those words have now become living, real. The spiritual has now come into the physical. So really, this is not a game we're playing on here. This is not a game. And it was nice when that, the believer from, was it Orang? How do you say his name? Aranzo, whatever you say his name, the one from Pakistan, like he asked what we were about. And I was so blessed that I was able to share, this is what we're about. This fellowship here is for the serious people. And if you're going to a fellowship with people connected to me, they're serious also. And all it is just being willing to give these things time for God to show you that this works. So like you've heard now from believers on here that have been connecting and practicing, you're hearing their testimony. There's going to be more testimony. I told you a few months ago, we're going to start hearing more testimonies, didn't I? And it's happening because I didn't speak by me. I spoke by God. And we're going to see the signs, miracles and wonders begin. And laborers coming and new areas opening. Who wants to be on this gravy train of God's? I do. I want to be moving with God. How about you? Anyway, God bless your heart. You're the best.